I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Dinner on the Grounds Sounds Like a Waste of Good Coffee. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. A few choice words from an old song tend to immerse me today. As the comic Stephen Wright might have said, whenever I think of the past, it brings back memories. As ditzy as that sounds, it does ring true. One remembrance stirs other remembrances, then more flow forth. Watch out, memory. You might make a smile, or a cringe, or both. One recent morning, a series of phrases started tumbling out. What if we, that is, me and y'all, resorted to the manners of ancient times and named people based on their behavior? This might happen. My spouse would become Liz of the leaping mind and the quick eye, or Liz of the patient mate, Liz of the wise mom, Liz of the powerful presence. A favorite friend is Joan of the thoroughly spun tale. Her husband is Frank of the witty, well-timed quip. The list would continue. Becky of the sassy legs, Jim of the vocal face, James of the hidden treasures, Jimbo of the scrabbled words, Dottie of the speedy mouth, Bill of the orange grove kayak, Jeff of the hilariously spun tales. Others who pass through our lives might become Winnie the whiner, Sam the snarky, Gail the giggler. Have you found yourself among this ragged list? Maybe not. Names are sometimes changed to protect the guilty. You could make up your own list of favorite acquaintances and their trademark idiosyncrasies. If you are not partial to quickie labels, you could go on a fully described character rampage, like, quote, Phil eats like he's never eaten before, smacking and stuffing and sopping and glugging, blow-dried, sprayed, whitening hair, and monogrammed track pullover shirt, close quote. Or, quote, Gary the mustachioed, baseball-capped good old boy with hand in lap and mannerly dining habits, close quote. Well, there you are. Some 400 words later, I still have not revealed the meaning of life or even the menu for your next breakfast. If this is fun, go make your own list. It beats staring mesmerized at virtual images of virtual people doing virtual things, both naughty and nice. Happy New Year, y'all.